Germany, France, and Africa World Cup hopes to advance. Germany posted an extra-time victory over Algeria, and France defeated Nigeria to extinguish Africa's World Cup hopes on Monday and set up a titanic quarterfinal showdown. A sublime flicked finish by Chelsea's André Schürrle and a late Mesut Ozil strike gave Germany a 2-1 win over the Algerians in Porto Alegre to put Joachim Löw's side into the last eight. The Germans will meet European rivals France at the Maracana Stadium in Rio on Friday after Le Blues ended Nigeria's campaign with a 2-0 win in Brasilia. Germany were pushed all the way by a physical but limited Algerian side playing in the last 16 for the first time. Schürrle put Germany ahead in the second minute of extra time after the match finished deadlock at 0-0 after 90 minutes. Thomas Müller skipped clear down the left and whipped in a low cross, and Schürrle steered the ball into the net with a deft flick of his heel. Ozil added a second on 120 minutes to put Germany 2-0 up before Abdelmoumeni Djabou snatched a late consolation in the dying seconds of stoppage time. It means Germany now face France for the first time at a World Cup finals since the 1986 semi-final, the last time the French lost in normal time in a World Cup finals knockout match. France had clinched their place in the last eight, courtesy of a late Paul Bokpa header and a Joseph Yobel own goal to down the Super Eagles. Juventus star Pogba made the key breakthrough for France 11 minutes from time, punishing a rare mistake by Nigeria goalkeeper Vincent Enyema. In the closing minutes, a low cross from Matteo Wabuna was turned in by Yobo as he came under pressure from Antoine Griezmann. The defeat was hard on France-based Nigeria keeper Enyema, who had kept Les Blues at bay with a series of fine saves. But the win was no less than Didier Deschamps' France deserved after dominating the contest and enjoying the better of the chances throughout. Deliverance came late, but all the matches at this World Cup are difficult, said Deschamps. We're among the best eight teams in the world who remain. We won't go on about it, but we should savor it, and in 4 days we'll go again.